And I'm very pleased to be joined on the line by David Clamp and Sylvia Kent for a tribute to the wonderful writer Frances Clamp, who contributed to shows on Phoenix FM for many years. In fact, for 3 years, Frances presented a regular weekly historical programme for Phoenix FM, writing and presenting aspects of history in Brentwood and Billericay. So a very good morning to you, David and Sylvia.
Morning.
Hello. Hello. And David, first of all, so sorry for the loss of your dear mum, and thank you for being here today to talk about her.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. She's got such a legacy. We want to try and celebrate that as much as possible. So thank you for giving us an opportunity to do that.
And also, if you do go to allthewsphoenixfm.com, there is a tribute there as well, which was kindly provided by the wonderful Sylvia Kent, who's here, who normally does the book club. Let's start at the beginning. So, David, she's always loved to write and storytelling. What do you remember growing up?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, no, the clatter of the typewriter was a very sort of frequent accompaniment to us growing up. I remember that little white typewriter that she had that, of course, now we're miles away from using typewriters, or not so many of us do. And just the ink and the threading and the paper and all of the stuff. Yes, she'd always have writing on the go. And when she started, I think most of her work was short stories. It was often crime related stuff. We always used to tease her that she wrote about murders, but she was the most saintly person you could imagine. Yeah. And she had a little club of writers who would come together and meet here at the house in Brentwood. And then that, of course, you know, her network grew and grew and grew until, you know, she became such an active part of the Brentwood Writers' Circle.
Mm. Now, she was also a teacher, which I remember meeting her once, and when she was in the studio, there was a couple of, well, we met quite a lot of times, actually, but one time in the studio, I'd opened up a cupboard next door and I'd screamed because there was a leg of a mannequin in there. I wasn't expecting it. And she said to me, because she'd been a teacher, I wouldn't have screamed. She said, I wouldn't have screamed.
Right. Yeah. She had so many stories. I used to go in when I was a kid to, because my term times were a bit different from hers. So I'd break up earlier and I'd go in and share some of her, sit in some of her lessons. And of course, she taught at a girls' school in Romford, and I went to a boys' school. So this just was very, very weird environment for me to be in, and totally unnatural. And funny, talking about cupboards, I remember a famous story where I was, this is a clean story, don't worry, but I was found in a cupboard getting lifted up by Acca Bilk's daughter, who happened to be a student at the school, at Acca Bilk, the trumpeter, trying to reach some stationery stuff. And mum just came in and went, come on, you two, sort yourself out. It was all, I was only 10 at the time, you know, I mean, we were generally trying to get some stationery. But what I do remember from her lessons was the way she could control a class.
Yes.
And she would just raise her voice ever so slightly or lower it, and she just had such a match winning manner in as a teacher that obviously she'd built up over all of those years with various different groups of kids that she worked with, and she was able to take that to some of her work with you, I think, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And when she was in the studio, you really got, whenever she was talking about anything she'd written or talking about other authors, you wanted to hear what she said. And I remember saying to her, before I knew she was a teacher, I said, you'd be great on, you know, I don't know why you don't have your own radio show. She said, oh, well, I do public speaking. But she was great. I want to bring in Sylvia, because you and Frances were joined at the hip quite a lot. She moved to Brentwood in 1973. When did you actually meet Frances?
Oh, about 10 years later. And like Frances, we were a bit nervous. Can you imagine Frances nervous? But she was nervous about this great group of writers that she joined, and she kept very quiet for a long time. In those days, we only had about 10 or 12 people. But because of Frances, we grew and grew till we became 60 members with more, with a waiting list. She had tremendous presence, and she could control us, those noisy lot at the writer's circle. And, she was much loved and encouraged us all, not only at her home, because some of us we used to go there and have little private groups on our various subjects. Mine was mainly history, but others wrote short stories. And she helped them tremendously to get published. That was what a writer wants. And she was wonderful. I had to laugh at David because I worked at David's school when he was 10, believe it or not, Brentwood Prep, I think. But she had some wonderful stories, always making us laugh, yes. even on some serious subjects. But Frances was always there. She'd worked her way through being an ordinary member, secretary, chairman. I was a vice chairman for a while. And then, of course, she became our top dog. And we loved her very much. Yes.
I remember she said to me once about when she was coming in, talk about history books. And I think it was she'd done some work with yourself. And she said, whenever you're walking along, she went, look up. Rather than, you know, on Brentwood High, she said, look up, see the buildings around you. So because most people don't, yeah. You keep on street level. She said, if you look up, you see the history.
Mm-hmm. And she taught it, of course. You know, the subjects really were her bread and butter. Mm. She knew it inside out and wrote 14 books, by the way. And some were on trips around, little trips following her about the building she actually knew a great deal about.
Yeah.
And yes.
I was going to say
she was passionate about them, wasn't she? I've got a copy of all 14 of them here, and we've got Basildon Our Heritage, Brentwood Voices. Oh no, yes. Brentwood Voices. That's one of yours, Sylvia. Southend Voices, Southend Sea and the Great War, Walk Around Historic Brentwood, Essex yes. Living Memories. I mean, Brentwood Our Heritage. Yes, did I say that one? It's loads of them. Yeah. I mean, the wealth of information that's in these is astonishing.
And what about the children's, she did a trilogy. I remember interviewing her about this, about the trilogy she did, children's books, and that was quite something quite different. David and Sylvia, what do you remember about those books?
Yes, wow. Yes, Land Beyond Time. It was a trilogy. I've got them all here, and they're still going to be sold eventually because that's what we can do. We look back and use what we have, and we're still trying to encourage people to join us because so much has happened over the last 3 years. We've lost lots of our friends and heartbreaking, but this one, Frances, is, you know, it's going to take time.
It was a great
We're going to have a cup as well in her memory, a trophy to remember her in the writer's circle.
Oh, that's amazing.
The trilogy was a lovely little initiative, wasn't it, Sylvia? It was the three books, Land Beyond Time, Land of Greed and Land of Illusion. Mum called them the Concorda Trilogy. And because she got me to proofread several of her books, including these ones, you know, as a sort of final step in the process before it went off to the publisher. And it was a local publisher who did it. So it was really exciting for her to get. I think these were her first big solo published books in about 1999. And she used to take them around to schools and read bits from them and get kids really excited about not just books, but writing as well. And they were great inspiration. I'd be honest, I was a little cynical when I first read it and said, Mum, this is a story involving children and a cupboard that you go in, a wardrobe kind of thing, and takes you to a magical world. Has this been done before? And she said, don't worry, bear with me, it'll be fine. And it was. It's actually a really good little trilogy.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. And those books are still available.
You were in
available.
China at that time. You were in China when we did that.
I was just coming back. I was there 96 to 99. So when the first one came out, I think I was just coming out. I may have even been reading some of them while I was there.
Yeah. But when we wrote a feature about you and your trip, and at that time we met this fellow who came to give us a nice talk, and then we said, Frances's book, and it all happened. That was the first. And then we went on to all of these others. And hundreds of short stories.
Yeah, I was going to say she wrote so many short stories in lots of magazines, and she won prizes as well. And the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, she won several awards there. And in 2008, Sylvia and Frances won the SWWJ scholarships as well.
Each had a scholarship, yeah.
Wow.
And, but hers was fiction, mine was history, and we had to go to Chester University to pick up our silver cups. We went up as a little team from Brentwood.
Now, I want to ask both of you a quick question, actually. Speaking for Frances, both of you, in the different ways that you obviously knew her, if there's writers out there, what advice would she give writers? I have asked her this question many a times when she's been on the show, but tell us what advice you think she would say to people out there who want to write.
Well, I don't know what David would say. Keep on writing, reading and reading and reading. Which we all do, I think.
I would totally agree. She was not a quitter. She would always keep going because there were so many years, all those years with the typewriter when she was writing short stories, that she wasn't getting anything published. And it was much later. It was 99, I think, that, or maybe actually when she started doing the stuff for girls' magazines, Twinkle.
Yes.
My family grew up knowing her as Mrs. Twinkle. And she would write stories for that. And that's where she started. But that was long after she actually started writing stories. So, keep going. Keep writing. Read to people. Get ideas back. And don't be disheartened when somebody says, actually, I think you might need to change the ending slightly. Because she did change the ending slightly in one of the books. Well, maybe it was for the better, I don't know. But, yeah, she just kept on going. And right until the last one was Essex at War, wasn't it, I think, which came out in 2017. Mm. But even after that, you know, she still remained very active in the local society.
Now, all of Frances Clamp's books are available and you will be able to buy them if you go and have a look online, with great reviews as well. So I wanted to say thank you to both David Clamp and Sylvia Kemp for a wonderful tribute to Frances Clamp. She was an amazing woman. She's going to be missed by so many people, including lots of the presenters here at Phoenix FM, because she came in and she was always great fun. She always a little bit, had a little bit of a sense of humour off air as well, which I won't talk about on air, but she always made me laugh, as both of you will know. And she had a wonderful... We put a couple of pictures up online, but a wonderful smile. She was genuinely, I think anybody that goes into the world of teaching, and she was so passionate, and that came across every time she came in when she talked about teaching the children that she had, and how she managed to keep control of the classes and keep them interested. That is an amazing job to do, as well as all the books and the awards as well. So I know she's going to be greatly missed by both of you, and thank you for coming on to talk about her today.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Phoenix FM. I love the pieces that you did. It's great. And actually, you can be amongst speaking as well, which is on some of your clips, which is lovely to, as a little bit of legacy.
Oh, yes. If you want to go back and have a look at all the WsPhoenixFM.com, you can type in Eat My Brunch, or I think you can put in Frances' name, and it will bring up loads of the interviews. There's actually a very funny one, David, which I might send you the link to, which was when I filmed Sylvia and Frances, and I think there was a little bit of a funny comment that Sylvia made, and then I just kept laughing. I can't remember it, but I will send it to you, David, because it was one of my favourite moments, and we just all sat there giggling, which happens on live radio. But thank you very much for joining us, and I'll speak to you again next month, Sylvia, and all the best to you, David, and your family. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye, David.
Bye. David. Oh, that was David Clamp and Sylvia Kent there with a tribute to Frances Clamp. Amazing writer, a fantastic guest. And as I said, she was on Phoenix FM for years and years, contributing to shows. And for three of